Vayter and Shasser and Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph Pigim Ba'an. Let me give them a base by the bottom of the page. Five from the bottom of Shimon Omer. We're continuing on with our what we're learning out from the brisa we brought up yesterday. Chiev Kan v'Chiev b'Pigadon. It's Mechayev over here by Shavuos Eidos and also Chiev by Shavuos Pigadon. Malahol and Inu Medaber El B'Tuvas Mamon. Afkan and Medaber El B'Tuvas Mamon. It's only talking about cash. The Ode and furthermore, Kal v'Chomer. We can make a Kal v'Chomer. Ma Pigadon. Just like a Pigadon. Sha'asa Bo Nashim Ka'an. Nashim krovim kirichokim psum kiksherim v'chayev al beep turn the page lamed almed alf al kol achas v'achas v'chayev for each one of them b'fnei bezin v'shelo b'fnei's bin ena medaber elotilus mamon, and that's only talking about money. Then edus shelo saban nashim kai nashim krovim kirichokim psum kiksherim v'eno chayev ela achas b'fnei bezin. Eino din shalei medaber ella b'tvias mammon. Of course, I'm talking about tvias mammon. For the Gemara, that's not a good raya because malav b'kadam. Because said by shavus b'kadam, she came lo asa bo mushpa kenishpa. When we're dealing with the b'kadam situation, when someone is placing the shvua on someone, it's not the same as if they make it themselves. It has to be they do it themselves. So again, lo asa bo mushpa kenishpa umezid keshogeg. We don't compare make a mezid like a shogeg. What's the Torah by Eidus? You want to say by Eidus? You can't also by Mushal Kinnishbah, Mesik Yishogi, which seems like this is more Chomer, therefore you can't learn the Kal v'Chomer anymore. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomer, Sechato, L'Gzer Shava. Nemerkan, Sechato, it says by Shavuos Eidus, Lashon of Wilson, the V'Nefesh, Ki Sechato V'Shama, Mekol, Kol Allah, Behu Eid, etc. The Nemer Lalan Sechato, and it says by Shavuos Begadon, the same type of Lashon, Nefesh, Ki Sechato, Amal, Amal, Shalom, Chikish, Bam, Sobi, Begadon. Malaholan, just like over there, it says because the Nimadami Elevat to his Mammon, Afkani and Nimadami Elevat to his Mammon, talking about to his Mammon. Remember, it's what we're trying to say yesterday, we're continuing on today, it's only about Tvias Mammon and not about another Tvia. Now, in yesterday's daf, one of the things that we tried to do, the first things we tried to do to compare the two ideas of Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Pigadon, is the fact that they said the word oh two times. Two times. Right? And we have the word oh coming up, Owen, right? As the Gemara calls it Owen. Right? And therefore we compared the two and we had a lot of questions on it. What about murder? What about sota? And we knocked those off and now we try again. Maskafla Rabba Bar Ulam. Oh, bito yochiach, yochicho. In other words, oh comes up more than one time, twice, two times, when it comes to shvuz bito. It says, oh nefesh ki si shava levate besfasayim lahara o lehetiv. Shehein oin v'yishimoin shvua. There's oin en ez a shvua. V'yin imoin koin, there's no coin involved. Medarben shalbos v'yaz mamon. It's still segment, even not v'yaz mamon. Therefore, by shvua, say this also should be that v'yaz mamon. It's going on, mestabra, mipikadon, Hava le mele makes more sense to learn it from Pigadon. Shekain sechata misechata, because we have sechata sechata gezer shava. There's more adraba mi bitoy hava le mele shalana from bitoy. Shekain chatos mechatos, because we could learn out, because both of them have ideas having to do with the chatos, right? Both when it comes to shvus eidos and shvus bitoy, it's bring a carbon olav yorid, which is a chatos. But when it comes to the Shavuos Pigadon, it's an asham. So let's compare the chatas to chatas. It says the Gemara, Elam Estabra, mi Pigadon, have the Melech, should learn from Pigadon. We should learn from Pigadon. Why? Shekain Chait, Bemezid, Tav'e, V'Kafre, V'Avre. Because we got four things going on with that. Why is that? But the same of them, it has the Lashon of Chait, that are written by both. Bemezid, both of them are carbon. If it's done b'mezid, tave v'kafre, both of them come from a claim and a denial. V'avre, both of them are talking about v'alvar, the past. This is Gemara Adon Rabba. If we should learn from bitoy. Why? Because here we have three comparable things. And the Gemara says, yeah, but the four is more than the three. Shekein chatas, both of them are chatas. Sheyarda, both are going to have a carbon olav yorit. And the chomesh, and neither of them have this chomesh. You don't have to add a chomesh. When you get busted, but by Shavuos Pigadon, you do have to have a chomesh. It says, well, Hanach Nefishin, it makes no sense to compare it to a Shavuos, Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Pigadon should be learned out and not Shavuos Bitoy, because there's more when it comes to Shavuos Eidos and Pigadon. More comparisons. Rabbi Akiva Omer V'haya ki yesham la'achas me'eleh. The pasuk says about Teshuah Se'edos, when one shall become guilty in regard to one of these matters. When it says again, the word of is a miut. Yesh me'eleh shu chayv, yesh me'eleh shu pater. Okay, it's also Tavama Mamon chayv. If it is with Mamon, then he's going to be chayv. Tavod over acher, pater is going to be pater. In fact, the Gemara, Epechana, why can't we say let's flip it? Say the opposite statement. Maybe it's actually excluding cases of money. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Oin de Rabbi Elezer Samech. He was relying on the Rabbi Elezer Zer Shava, which is based on the Oin, on the Ors that are written, and the Pesukim about the Shuasa Eidos and that of Shuasa Pigadon. Right? So when he uses Zer Shava, Rabbi Kiva is going to learn out the din of Shuas Eidos is limited to cash money. And then he learns out this limitation when it said of these. There's even some cases of money that the law of Shavuos HaEdos doesn't apply. My Beinayu Bein Rabbi Eliezer Bein Rabbi Akiva. What do we mean? We mean to say is that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, they're using Gzeirah Shavah based on when it says the word O, the Oin, to learn out the din that Shavuos HaEdos is only the case of Mammon. Rabbi Akiva, though, takes it a bit further and he learns out Me'ele, that even some cases of money are going to be excluded from the din. What's the difference in the two? Ikebenayu mashbia ede karka. Case of someone who has, makes somebody swearing in somebody else by ede karka in order to support that a claim of land. Rabbi Eliezer chayav. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they're going to be chayav in that case. The Rabbi Akiva pter, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they will be pater. Rashi explained, right, that would be the case he's coming to exclude. That Rabbi Akiva is coming to exclude. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Mechayev. Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev, the Gabi Ashavas Gezela, by returning something that was stolen. Shamin and Leila, come on, we learn Lamazan and Bez, the Mechayev Ashavas Al Gezela's Karka, even on land that's stolen. Because I could tell you, to who are then the Shavuos HaPikadon or the Shavuos HaEdos. Rabbi Akiva pter, and he says that they're going to be pater. He's masking with where Rabbi Eliezer learns out that according to which the law of Shavuos HaEdos would apply even to land, but it learns out from the word of these that it's excluded in this case. Ule Rabbi Yochanan Damar Hasam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it says over there in Lamazan Mabei, Rabbi Yochanan, it says Lamazan Mabei, is Mashbia Ede Karka, that if one makes a swear, makes some of these two Edims, puts the swear upon them in supporting the claim of land, I feel Rabbi Eliezer Pturian, they're not going to be chayev for lying, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? He says that the law of Shavuos HaEdos doesn't apply in the case of land, and also in Shavuos HaPikadon. Hachamayika bin Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva, then what would be the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? This is the world of Rabbi Yochanan in them. Ika bin Nayu Ede Kenas. The difference between them is whether Edom are going to be chayev for a Shavuos HaEdos when they lie in the case of Kenas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they're going to be chayev. According to Rabbi Akiva, they're not going to be chayev. Okay, back to what we discussed in the Brayso. Rabbi Yosef Gluni, remember, who aid Ora O Yada? Be'edos hamiskayemis, when the pasuk says by Shavuos HaEdos, and he is a witness, either he saw or he knew. Be'edos hamiskayemis is talking about edos that can be established. Be'ri'iyah b'lo yediyah, or be'ediyah b'lo ri'iyah, either with seeing without knowing, or knowing without seeing. We discussed yesterday, custom dav. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Amar le'ra papala abaye. Lema Rabbi Yosef Aglili less late Rabbi Acha. Let's say you want to say that Rabbi Yosef Aglili doesn't hold Rabbi Acha who accepts Shavua based on something which is compelling when you have evidence, which is another situation of edus based on knowing without seeing. The time was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha Omer, Gamal Ha'ochiz Bein Agmala. The camel was seen, Machan Haimish with other camels. And Benimsa Gamal Ha'og B'tzido, and there was a camel that was found afterwards that was dead by his side. It's clear that this camel is the one that killed it, and therefore its owner is going to be chayev to pay. Why is that? Because when an animal is machan haimish, it like kicks other animals that are next to it. So even though no one saw this camel kill the dead animal, it's clear that that's what happened over there. It's an umdana. So be it does that. The E is lay Rivachim and he does look Rivacha that you know does enough evidence. Bedinin of Fashas Nami Mishkachas La. It would hold that you can find it even by a case of Dinin of Fashas. Says Rashi, the Miskayam is below Re'ia, Kigon Had the Shem Ben Shetach. The E dainta lay. Bedine Mominus, Gabi Gamal Mishum to be a duash is a hargo, Hachanami be duash is a hargo. Here too, Yosin was killed. Kirabi Shum and Shetach, like the case of Shum and Shetach, the time was in a brace. I'm Shum and Shetach. Era Benachama. I shall see Nechama, consolation, in Lori Isi, if I did not see Echot Shavatzach a Chavir Lacharva, someone running after his friend. In a chorva, in a destroyed building, Varat de Chorva ran after him. And I found there's a sword in the guy's hand. Vidamitav, there's blood that's dripping for her. Vaharg mefarper, and the body of the victim is just flopping around. Vamarti alone, I said, Rasha, Mergul is there, who killed this person? Oh, Ani, oh, Atot, it's either me or you. Val Maesa, what can I do? Shein damcha lamasabiyadi. Your blood hasn't been given to my hand to, you know, to give you the smackdown. Shari Amartar, I'll be Shnayim Edom, or Shoshedim Yumasame. Says, you need two or three witnesses to go and kill this person. Lamakom Yupara Mimcha, may Hashem bring punishment upon you. Amru, he said, Lozazmi Shamach and Nachash the mace. They didn't leave from there until a snake came, bit him, and then the person died. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings down the story and says the reason why this person was chayev, why I ended up getting bitten by a snake and died, because that's like a person who's chayev Sreifa. Ah, you shouldn't be chayev Sreifa. You killed someone, you should be chayev. Something else on Tzreifa. Why is it Tzreifa? And it says because it's also Chayiv Tzreifa, and therefore they give more chamer of the Mises. Now, my friends, if Rabbi Yossi accepts this, you know, umdana, this type of evidence, like this case of Shimon Shetach, then he would say that a murderer should be killed even though the witness only knows about the murder and didn't actually see it, and this goes against the statement above, which implies that all cash money cases need testimony based on both of them, seeing and knowing. Therefore, if to come out that he doesn't accept even this type of evidence. I feel the tema is like Rabbi Acha. You can even say that he does for the Rav Acha. Why? So we can find this case of a person knows without seeing, without cash money, like the case of Shimon Shetach. How can acceptable testimony based on sight alone without knowledge be found when there's not cash money involved? In the case of murder, for example, would we accept the witness's edus if they don't know who the victim was? Don't they have to know? Whether he killed a yid or he killed a guy? Well, you can't kill the person in the court if it was a guy. If it was a person who was a trefer, it was a shalim. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara has come out that in Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion, the din of Shavuos Eidos applies only in cases where the court could accept both based of sight alone and testimony based on knowledge alone. Where it says, Shmamina, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Mashbia Eide Knas, the one who puts a swear on Edim in reference to Knas, Pater, going to be off the hook. Okay, we can find the case of a kenas, that knowledge without sight. But can we find that of sight without knowledge? If witnesses saw an act for which the person has to pay a kenas, you see someone either, God forbid, don't they have to know? Nachas Baal, Bastis Baal, was it a Gaita or a Jew? Sula Baal, Ula Baal, it was a Sula Baula, right? You have to know which one it is. Therefore, Pater. Yosef Rav Hamnu, na kamed Rav Yehuda, v'yosef Yehuda v'kamei ba'ele, he came and he asked, mana minisicha, if somebody says to someone else, I counted out a mana to you as a loan, if they pull any in front of so-and-so, beep, turn the page, I'm down on the base, ve'idim ro'in osomi v'chutz, but witnesses were watching from outside when they saw him get the money. That is the one who was there. He didn't notice that there were Edom over there. Rashi says, "V'lo hikir hanitma b'em." He didn't notice that they were there. My, what's going to be the din in such a situatia? Amar Le Rav Amnuna V'Halah Matoyin. What's the defendant going to claim? I Amar Lo Yudvar Me'olam. If he says Lahadam, I never got any money. What are you talking about? Then Huchsa Kafran. Then he's clear that he's a liar because Edom are testifying that actually did happen over here. Rashi comes and he says straight up that Huchsa Kafran Shari Ro Elu She. Manalo, they did see this happen. Valfa Bishain and Yodin im Halva Matana Nasa. I didn't know if this is a loan or if this is a Matana. Kafra Nasa Kafra Medavar Shari Amar Lo Lo Yudvar Me'olam Ve'in Namar Od B'Shvua. So then you'd be a liar. Iam, if he says, In Shakli, yeah, I took the money. Of course it happened. Vidid Shakli, but it was my own money. He gave me back what he owed me. Kyose Mahavi. With them, even when Edom come, they testified he took the money. How does that help him do anything? It could be his own money. Amrale, Hamnuna at Ulta. Says Rashi, Ata Ro'oi Likonis Abis Medrash. You're right to go to Abis Medrash. Ata Machkim Es Rabcha, because you have enlightened your Rebbe. Story time. There's a guy who said to his friend, I counted out money to you next to this pillar, and therefore you got to pay me back. Amalei said back, he says, what do you mean? I've never been by this pillar. Lahadam to this pillar over here. And two people come and they say, what do you mean? You use the bathroom right by that pillar. And therefore it's clear that this person is a liar, and therefore he has to pay. Maskav of Rav Nachman, Hai Dina Parsahu. This is that's a Persian din that you just said over here. Basic Zeka Amar Le. Pardon, I skipped the line. Mika Amar Me'olam. Did he say he never went by that pillar? That's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying, I've never in my life been by that pillar. He's just saying basic Zeka Amar Le. What do you mean? It's never happened that I took money from you by this pillar. It never occurred. Igida Amri. Some say, this is what happened. Who Amar Le Lechavri. Someone said, Mana Manisi Lechavri Tzadam Mazeh. Give me money to buy this pillar. Amar Le said to him, Lo Fati Tzadam Mazeh Me'olam. I never came to that. Nafku Nbe Sadi Dehishna Mayim Tzadam Mazeh. Amar Rav Nachman Huchzakaf. And then we see the guy's a liar. Never, and he actually, Taka said, I've never been there ever, ever, and therefore that comes to be a liar. Amalei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Kol Milsa de la Rami Alei de Inish, anything that's not placed upon a person to remember, Avid La Vilav Adaite, he does it without paying any attention, without paying attention. In other words, even in that case, when he said Me'olam, is also not considered like a liar, because not everybody remembers exactly every location that he was and what he did and when he used the bathroom. Yeah, it's not on your mind to remember such a thing. So if it's on your mind, therefore he clearly didn't mean to go and lie over here, and therefore he's not held as a liar over there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chiev Kan, Rechiev Bibigadon, the Torah is Bimichayev, somebody for a Shavu over here by Shavu's ages, Rechiev Bibigadon, Shavu's Bigadon. This is the last thing we saw brought down in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon says again, Chiyuv Kan, the Torah is going to be Chayev for over here by Shavuos Eidos and by Pikadon. Then after Rabbi Shimon brought a Kal V'Chomer, and he said that since Shavuos Pikadon is only by money, so too that of Shavuos Eidos also by money, and then so there's a problem with it. And Rabbi Shimon ended off that we learn that from Gezer Shava, that brings up Sukkim of a Shavuos Eidos with that of a Shavuos Pikadon, because of the words will sin. In fact, the Gemara, Machu Allah Marava, they made fun of this B'Marav in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi is a Hod of Shimon, the Gomer, Pikadon, Gezer Shava, the Secheta, Techeta. My Chuka, what was the reason they made fun of it? The Ketani, because the Brisa said that Malah Pikadon Shkein Lo Asabo Mushba Kenishba Mezik Shogeg, right by that of the Shavuos Pikadon, it's not. We define that you don't have the Mushba, is like the Nishba. You can't have like the swear placed on someone like someone makes it himself. And Mezik Shogeg, and now we see Michti Mushba Mviatzo Veedus Rabbi Shimon Minale. Where does Rabbi Shimon learn out that somebody who takes a Shvua on himself is going to be chayiv in the case of Eidos to come with Pikadon, because he learns it out from that of Pikadon. Pikadon Nami, then also by Pikadon, Mushpa Mipiacherim Nigma Eidos. The chayiv of a Shavua, of other people on them, should be learned out from the Gezeirah Shava, from the Pasuk that talks about Eidos. How can Rabbi Shimon then say that the one who gets the swear placed upon him by Shavuos Pikadon, you're not going to be chayiv? How is that a chucha? How is that a mockery, making fun? Maybe Shimon learns out the chiyuv of the having to make it of a shuas edus, a personal shuas edus through a kal v'chomer, that since one is chayav for a shuas edus but comes from others, b'piatzo l'koshken, for himself, isn't it a koshken? Therefore, you wouldn't compare those two. Says Gemara, Ella, that can be the thing they're making fun of. Ella chucha amazed keshogeg. That which he said, that the sinner is chayav carbon, like if he did it b'meiz, it's just like b'shogeg. The katani ma lepikadon, in reference to a pikadon, shekein lo asa bo mushba kenishba meizid keshogeg. Right, that's how he said over there. In the case of the shuas pikadon, someone who knows what he's doing is not going to be chayav to bring a carbon. In the case of shuas edus, he is going to bring a carbon. Michti meizid gabe edus minale. Where does the Shimon learn out that someone's going to be chayav for doing it b'meizid by a shuas Haidus, the lav ksiv be vanelam, because this is the word vanelam. Hachanami looks at vanelam. It doesn't say vanelam here as well, but it's just pikadon. So I could Shimon say that in the case of Shimon's pikadon, you're not going to be chayiv even b'mezid. Amalahu ravuna umaychucha. How is that a good mockery? Dilma mezid the lav kishogi be pikadon. Maybe the din that reference to a pikadon, a knowing someone does b'mezid is not chayiv. Mimila Rabbi Shimon gomala. Maybe that's learned out from Rabbi Shimon by Me'ila. Somebody goes and uses Hektish for the wrong reasons, right? Somebody who does that B'shogeg brings a carbon Asham. Somebody does it B'meiz, it doesn't. And there's a Gezer Shava that brings Me'ila to that of Shus Pikadon, right? Because in reference to the Pikadon, it says Umala Ma'al. And by Me'ila, it says Kisimal Ma'al. And Shimon learns that from the Gezer Shava, just like someone who knows is amazing, is not going to be chayav to be a carbon meila, so it doesn't do a by a pikadon as well. Says more v'hainu chucha, but that itself is the chucha. At the garment lo meila, the fact he's learning from meila, nigba le meidus, he should learn that from meidus. Says more mestabu meila, have a little meila. If that makes sense, learn from meila. She can meila mi meila, because there's a Lashon and Me'ila, it's used by both. You can learn it at Tzachat. No, Mestami Me'ila, Havalei L'Me'ilef, Shekein, Me'ila, both of Me'ila, Bakol, both are applied to all people, all Yidden have fallen to the din of Me'ila, and to Shuas Pikadon, which goes against that of Shuas Eidus, which is only to those who can be Eidim. Ne'ne, so you have two things, three things, is ne'ne, both cause them to get hana, a person's chayav me'ila, only if he gets hana from it, and the shuas pikadon, but by it comes shuas eidus, there's no hana over there, they're not gaining anything by holding back. Bekavua, both of them are punished by a fixed carbon, it's not all of the yard. Chomesh, all of them have chomesh, ve'ashem, all of them are bringing ashem, so you got one, two, three, six things over there. Adarabba, why don't we learn out from something that has five things? And we say another one has more. Meidus have a little meidus. Shekein chait, both have the word chait. Hedyot, they apply to when it comes to hedyot. It's supposed to have me'ila as something to the mikdash. Bishavua, there's shavua in both. Tave v'kafre, both have a claim and a denial. Ve'oin, both have the word o written twice. It says, hanach nevishin. No, when it comes to that, of shavus v'kadon, there's more than Shavuos Eidus. Ella, my chucha, then what exactly was the chucha? What was the mockery? Kiasa papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Mibe Rav Amri. Hainu chucha. This was a chucha. Michti. Rav Shimon Gzer Shava Gomer. Shimon uses Gzer Shava that's making the Shavuos Eidus to that Shavuos Pikadon. Lomalei leparach. So how can he knock off the Kal v'chomer? Ma lepikadon shekin lo asa bo mushu kenishba mezid kesho geik. Once you have a Gezer Shava, then there's no reason to make these distinctions. My chucha, why is there a chucha over here? Dilma ki parech, maybe Hashem is asking, knocking off the Kal v'chomer, mikmei to take him like a service. Before he made the connection with the Gezer Shava. Basa to come like Gezer Shava l'parech, but after he wouldn't have the kash anymore. Vilo, right, he wouldn't knock at the Kal v'chomer after he knew about the Gezer Shava. V'amr l'rava bar iti l'rabanan, man tana, who's the tana who said, shavua sapikadon lo nitan zdon l'kapar. In the case of a shavua sapikadon, it's not, it's knowing if you did it b'mezid is not going to be a carbon. Right? I can recover. Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon who said it. So we say that even after Rabbi Shimon knows the Gezer Shava, he still holds that one who does something b'mezid takes a shvus of pikadon is not going to be chayav for a carbon. Says Gemara, Dilma mezik yeshogi parach. Maybe the reason, even after Shimon would say the Gzer Shavu, he would still knock off the Kavach Chomer, saying that if he did it b'mezid, it's like someone b'shogig only in reference to the Shavu Sa'idus, but not in reference to Shbikadon, the Gomel of Me'ila, because he learns that from Me'ila, the Hanach Nefishim, because, like we said earlier, there's more things to compare it to b'Me'ila, v'amushta k'nisha lo parech. However, after he understood the Gzer Shavu, he wouldn't knock off the Kavach Chomer by saying that somebody who is to swear by someone else is considered like someone who swore himself. The reason is that he really learns out the Gzeir Shava. Someone who is sworn in by Shavuos Pikadon is going to be chayv, just like that of a Shavuos Ha'edus. So we don't know what this Chucha is yet. V'sedah Edus, Sigmah Labi Pikadon. So this Gemara, let Rishimon go back to the Shavuos Ha'edus and learn out from that of a Pikadon. Mezid the Lavke Shogig. And learn out, this mezid is not like a shogig. Ma pikadon shogig in mezid lo, afeda shogig lo in mezid lo. Ki echid yalav pikadon in me'ila. So this Gershom learns out from me'ila, the one who does it on purpose, you know, is not going to be chai for a carbon. So too, we should learn out that if it's just pikadon, that someone who does a shuosa edus is not going to be, who does it on purpose, but maybe it's not going to be chayav to make a carbon. Beep, turn the page. Therefore, the Torah writes, by Eidos, Gabe Shuas Bitoi, right next to Shuas Bitoi, the Gabe Tumas Mikdash for Gedashav. The Bekula never ben Venelam, all of them have the word Venelam. The Kan Loner Laba Behem Venelam, but over here, by the Shuas Eidos, it doesn't say Venelam, the Chayav Alamezit Beshogeg, to be Chayav Mezit Keshogeg. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.